I hope eventually Birch won't see himself as a monster. I know I have never seen him as such. Oh, I saw him turning into one, but thank God I managed to get him to turn around before he went too far. He was back bright and early the next morning. Checking out of the hospital didn't take much time for me, but it did take Sarah and Corona a bit longer, what with two sets of paperwork to prepare, but we managed it by 11. I asked Birch to bring the car as I didn't want Sarah and Corona walking that far to the hotel. Once we had the few things we brought packed up, we checked out. In all the hurry, we honestly forgot to get an infant car seat. So, the next stop was a children's store. Sarah insisted on sitting in the back with Corona, nor do I blame her, so I decided to sit back there as well. Birch was kind enough to put in the child seat as neither Sarah nor I were really capable of doing that at present. So with Sarah on one side of Corona and I on the other, Birch started the long drive home. I asked Birch to drive carefully. We were in no rush, especially with Corona in the back. It would take us maybe 4 hours to get home, but I didn't mind. Just looking at Sarah and Corona got me smiling. Something about children always makes me feel young again. And when the child is your own, you get a sense of immortality.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. See the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong, and may you stay forever.
Forever young.